Hi everyone, welcome to the L Synergy podcast. I'm here with Ginny as always. And today we wanted to talk a bit about passive income because it's summer holidays. I think people are starting to travel, do lots of fun things, and they're like, how can we make money without having to work? And obviously, Ginny and myself, we've worked quite a while on this. And in this podcast episode, we wanted to talk a bit more about that and some things that you should be aware of with passive income.
Welcome to the L Synergy podcast.
The perfect place to learn everything about building and scaling your business online.
I'm Laura Haylit.
And I'm Ginny Fears. We went from being on furlough from our corporate jobs to building a multiple six-figure business in our first year of business. All that with the power of Instagram and no-fluff business strategies.
But hey, you can do this too. On this podcast, we share the behind the scenes of growing an online empire, reaching new heights, and how you can juggle it all.
It's not going to help you build a successful online business.
For a low ticket offer, you already need to make some sales just to cover your expenses.
Especially when it comes to passive income, this is going to be huge. Don't underestimate how hard it is to sell something, whatever that is. What you sell is not the product, it's a transformation. Okay, well, let's crack on. I think, Laura, you said something very powerful is that, yeah, how can we get money, get paid? While, you know, just chilling by the pool and all of that, because I think that's probably everyone's dream. So is it even doable? And how can you achieve this, basically? How can you enjoy whatever you want to do, whether it's traveling during the rest of the year or here it's like, you know, just chilling, going on holiday and like, you know, being able to still get paid. So for example, in June, I was barely in the office. I was like out traveling. And yet we had one of the best months this year so far in June. So how do we do this? And what do you need to look for when it comes to passive income? So passive income is basically making money without actively having to work for it. So what does it mean, first of all, that, right? Like what does passive income really mean? It's not like not working at all. It's more like you don't have to deliver. What is it that you deliver? It could be, especially when it comes to service, it means that you don't have to be behind the screen teaching a client. You don't have to, I don't know, if you're a photographer, going and taking pictures of the client. You don't have to move somewhere or do something, and you can get paid once, you know, you've delivered without even delivering the service actively, I guess.
Yeah, and I think Ginny and I, when we started our businesses, first our separate coaching businesses, we always had this dream of passive income. We were like, okay, you know, like I think a lot of people joining the online business world, they at some point want to make sure that the business runs without them having to all the time be in it. And so when we started out, this was our big goal from day one. Now, how passive income, what it should look like and what we needed to do to get there. There, we learned a lot along the way. I know for a fact that when I started out, I had this little business plan that I put together and I was going to make some ebooks. I was going to sell a bunch of guides and just kind of put some tips and tricks together. I was going to have probably 10 different niches from fitness to business to mindset to whatever, networking. Put them all in an ebook and start building a personal brand and just sell a bunch of ebooks at like $5 or $10.
I think it's what most people think about when it comes to like, oh, I want to make money online. The first thing that comes usually to your mind, because we get that a lot, is I want to build an ebook and I'm going to sell it for 50 quid and, you know, $50 or whatever. And that's what I'm going to do. So maybe we can tackle this first. Why ebooks are not the way to make money online? It's not going to help you to like to make money, but also to have this dream of passive income. Like Laura said, I think we all wanted this at some point.
We all wanted to be writers so badly.
But yeah, it's like it's weird that the first thing that comes to people's mind when it comes to passive income is ebooks, because selling a $50 ebook is not going to help you build a successful business and it's not going to help you build a passive income business. Why is that? Because when you need to sell a $50 ebook, you're going to need to sell a lot of ebooks. If you want to be able to quit your 9-to-5, if you want to be able to have a sustainable business, it's going to be a lot of ebooks every single month. Like you can just put the math together, like how many ebooks you need to sell in order to just pay your bills.
It's just like basic math, right? Like if you have a $50 ebook and you want to make, you know, let's say $5,000 a month, then you are going to have to sell 100 ebooks, right? And that's quite a lot of ebooks. And that's every single month that you have to find 100 people that are willing to spend 50 euro, $50 onto you for an ebook, which again, an ebook is also not as valuable. Usually it's just, you know, what, a 30 page PDF. It's not going to make or break anyone's success. It doesn't give a huge transformation, which makes it also harder to sell in a way. Even though it is low ticket, it's sometimes hard to sell because people are like, yeah, what am I really going to achieve with this? On top of that, very easy to copy. I don't know if I'm the only one, but I know for a fact Ginny did this as well. There was a time where fitness, Kayla Itzenes, was a big thing and she had her little ebooks. I know for a fact all my friends just had the ripoff version that someone put on the internet and everyone just took it from there. So it was like, you know, on top of that, your business is not very protected, right? So yeah, ebooks, I think they sound amazing. They sound like the passive income dream, but
they're very low entry, right? It's like easy. It's like, oh, I'm just going to write it, turn it as a PDF and sell it online. And I'll make, I don't know, you know, I'm going to sell it for $50 and I'll make money like this. Yeah, you might sell a few, but don't underestimate how hard it is to sell something, whatever that is and whatever the price of it is. Mm-hmm. I think it's very a big misconception thinking it's easy to sell something that costs $50 compared to something that costs $1,000. Well, not really, because what you sell is not the product, it's a transformation. It's like, how big is a transformation? What is it that you're going to help them achieve? Especially when it comes to passive income, this is going to be huge. If you don't have a big transformation, it will be hard, because most of the time people are going to download that ebook. They're not going to go for it. They're not going to implement whatever you say. And you're going to find it hard to have some proof of success with your ebooks. Then if someone invests a lot of money into something, it's going to be much easier to get proof for it. With IBM, we have hundreds of testimonials of people applying the thing because they spend a lot of money on it. So they better make it happen, right? You're not going to spend thousands on the product and being like, no, I'm just going to leave it in the corner of my computer. No, you're actually going to be like, you know what? I need to make this happen. And then they make it happen. And then it's easier to sell and so on. So yeah, a $50 ebook is not, you know, the recipe to success, is not going to help you build a successful online business.
And I think the last thing that I also want to say about this, if you are dreaming of passive income, well, first of all, I don't believe that there's a thing such as a completely passive business. You'll always have work to do. And you know, at some point, whether it's maintaining your social media or managing your team. But if you have also passive income products, there is still a lot of back-end work that comes with it, like admin, whether it's like people losing their logins or people needing invoices or, I don't know, someone saying that they didn't understand something and you need to re-explain them something. So if you have, let's say, a $50 ebook and you have every month 100 people buying that ebook, that's every month 100 new clients. Having clients means extra work. So that could mean in a year, 1,200 clients. After 2 years, 4,200 clients. That's 2,400 clients to manage after 2 years of you literally not even making that much money. So the more clients you have, the more work. So again, a high ticket offer, even in passive income, is going to make your life a lot easier when it comes to running your business. I know, Ginny, you even experienced that the first time you launched your Reels course. It was $9.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can talk about this, right? The next thing that people can think about is having some sort of a mini course, right? Like a, I don't know, you've probably seen it, those like $100 mini courses that you can take. Sometimes they're around this price. And they have maybe 1, 2, maybe 3 modules max, and they help you with a specific thing, which is the first thing actually that came to my mind when I first wanted to make passive income before we had our synergy together with Laura. Was like, oh, Reels just appeared on Instagram. So that was back in September 2020. Wow, seems like a while ago now.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
And I was like, people are confused with Reels. I have a TikTok and my TikTok works well. So I'm going to make a post about it. And I was like, actually, you know, I'm not always going to make something for free. I'm going to make an ebook. And I was like, actually, it's much easier to maybe do a mini course, you know, like actually making a mini course on it, because I felt like people would learn more from it. It will be easier to sell. You know, it will be less easy to copy and all of that. So for all the reasons we listed, I decided to make a mini course. So I built it over the weekend. So it was quick and easy. I mean, to a certain extent, maybe not as easy as an ebook, but certainly easier than a bigger course or something.
Yeah, a mini course, I'm just going to cut you for a second, is basically like a course, but with videos that you follow through, right? Yeah. Because you didn't know what a mini course is. So
yeah, it's just like a, yeah, like something that hosted, probably you have heard before, Teachable, Kajabi, this kind of platforms. It's just videos based, video based. Why? Because a lot of people do prefer learning for videos. You might have some slides, it might be easier to show your face or whatever. It's easier sometimes to see a bit more than just with plain text. So that's why it's very popular, and that's why it's much more in demand and so on. Anyway, bottom line is I'm making this mini course. I sell it for $10 because I just want it to be a, you know, quick, easy decision. It's like a no-brainer. Oh, okay, $10, I'm buying it, you know. But even then, I still had people who were thinking about it, asking me questions. Well, if not, even for freaking $10 equals, which was really like less than anything could find on the market. It was really a no-brainer. Like it's the price of a freaking Starbucks coffee, right? But still, even at the price of a Starbucks coffee, you still have people doubting it and thinking about it, maybe comparing it and so on. So it's never going to be a super no-brainer thing. I sold 500 within a week, which brought me $5,000. So as you can see, it was nice to have that, you know, cash injection. But if I had to find 500 new students every month, no, that it would be really hard. At the time I had just a bit below 10,000 followers, and it was still, you know, just 500 at the end of the day. You know, I promoted it for 1 week, which was great. But you know, if you had to find that many clients every month, it would be very, very exhausting and very hard. Like what you're hearing so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to our podcast. We really appreciate your support. Now back to the show. So yeah, and on top of it, I kept, and still to that day, I keep having people texting me on my personal email, because it was at the time was to my personal email, being like, hey, Ginny, I've lost my logins. Can you send them to me again? And stuff like that. And you know, because you send them, you promise them a lifetime access and so on, you do have to do that. So it's a lot of admins, and I had a lot of people, yeah, losing their logins or needed an invoice or whatever it is that I had to do all the admin for it. So it was a lot of work. And then if you change platform, and you promise someone, you know, lifetime access, you have to transfer this and making sure contacting everyone and so on. So it is still a lot of work.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, even you mentioning the platforms, if you have an online course, these platforms, just so you know, like for people who haven't looked into that, they're quite expensive. Like I remember the cheapest plan we had on Kajabi when we started out was something like 160 euros or something.
It was about $100, I think $140. So it was about 100 euros, I think.
Yeah.
But it was still very
expensive. That was on a very small plan, and you have to pay that every single month. So if you're really in the early stages of your business, for a low ticket offer, you already need to make some sales just to cover your expenses as well. So yeah, I think the bottom line, what we're trying to get to, is passive income might not always be what you think it is. It's not always a mini course. It's not always an ebook. It can also be whatever you're offering right now. Imagine you're a service provider. You have a certain expertise that you offer as services, or even through coaching or consulting. That in itself could also be turned into a more, I would say, higher ticket online course. Higher ticket doesn't mean it needs to be $2,000 or $5,000 or $1,000, but at least make sure it's worth your time and investment of creating the thing, covering your expenses, covering the admin behind the scenes, and also covering your time when it comes to promoting it, because it might not be as easy as you think to find new clients every single month, week, day, depending on how big your audience is as well. And we're saying this with both having 100K audience ourselves. Like even for us, our very small ticket offers that we used to have, we don't promote them anymore because they're just financially not viable. And this is with our big audience. So yeah, just to give some perspective, that's not just only for people that have a small audience.
I think the best option is really to go for that big online course. Like Laura mentioned, is turning your services into an online course. Doesn't need to be crazy money, but you do need to have a certain level of transformation. So whatever it is that you do, like Laura said, you can even be a photographer. Literally anyone could build an online course. As long as you have an expertise or knowledge into something, it doesn't need to be very advanced. As long as you're one step ahead of someone and you're knowledgeable in something, you can turn this knowledge into an online course. And this is what is going to bring you the most money, the easiest way, I mean, in terms of easier to maybe even sell. And that is going to be also easier to implement for your students. So it's not going to be, you know, like sometimes an ebook, like we were saying, is it can be really hard to know where to start or know how to turn it into something successful. The same with a mini course. It might be something too specific. It might give them a little win, but not as big as you could achieve with a bigger online course. So there's a difference between those small, you know, mini courses that are very specific on something and those bigger online courses, which is basically turning your entire knowledge into an online course.
I think one last thing that would be maybe nice as well to talk about, because I know some people listening might be like, oh my God, what I'm doing now, do I have to create an online a passive income business instead? Is like when to start with passive income. Yeah. If it's something that is an add-on, does it need to be just passive income and all that kind of stuff? So I think let's maybe start with when to do passive income. So whenever you feel like technically you can start passive income from the beginning, right? So I also do want to highlight that you don't have to feel like you first have to build a successful business and then start adding extra revenue streams. Jeannie and myself, we actually built an online course from day one in our business. We weren't selling it as a standalone yet. The reason for that was because we both felt like we had to test our offer still a bit longer with clients. But technically, we could have already focused on passive income from day one on top of the services that we were providing. But I think the main thing that I want to talk about when to look at passive income is when you feel like you hit this plateau, you hit this sort of level in your business where you're stuck at a certain income level, whether that's, I don't know, $5,000-$10,000 a month, and you're fully booked, which is amazing. But you're like, yeah, I want to scale my business to the next level, but I don't know how, I don't have enough time, or you're just hustling so hard to accommodate all these different clients, probably taking on too many clients because you feel like more clients will mean more revenue. So you're just burning yourself out, or you feel like you're pressured to find so many new clients every single month and you don't really have that sort of income coming in passively by itself as well. Or you feel like, hey, I want to hire a team, but I don't have enough recurring revenue. So there's so many different things that, you know, you could be going through that could mean, okay, maybe now is the time to add some extra revenue streams in a passive income way. So you don't have to keep trading time for money, but you can have that extra revenue stream. On top of that, it's also going to make your business, I would say, a bit diversified, which is usually a good thing, to not just rely on one, you know, only you and your services. Let's say tomorrow you're ill for a week. Well, that means that you can't work with your clients for a week. So having that passive income behind the scenes to kind of, you know, also rely on can actually help a lot as well. And also on top of that, you'll finally have time back, which will allow you to scale your business, maybe hire a team, work on some processes, work on your own business, because as a service provider, I know that a lot of people spend so much time, let's say, helping someone else in their life transformation, business, whatever it is that you're helping them with, but they don't spend enough time on doing that for their own business because all their energy is going towards their clients. And that makes sense in the early stages, but at some point you also need to turn into that real business owner and entrepreneur that is focused on their own business to some extent as well, so you can scale to the next level and you don't feel stuck as if you're in another 9-to-5, just kind of, yeah, at the service of everyone and all your clients, and your nine, you know, your business starts feeling like a 9-to-5 and you start wondering why you quit corporate or, you know, your job in the first place.
Yeah, I think it's really that is I like when you said, you know, you don't have to rely on one thing or the other. It's like maybe you don't want a full-time passive income thing. Well, it doesn't have to be. If you really enjoy this, you know, this relation with clients, which we do as well sometimes, you know, that's why we have calls inside IBE and so on. We love talking to people. Then you can still do both. You know, you can be like, okay, I don't have to take on as many clients. I'm a bit more energetic for the clients I'm taking. Even if you, for example, you're, I don't know, a nail salon, you still like painting nails, right? You still like actually doing the work, but it means you could just take half time this and the other part time is helping others to know how to be a better nail person, specialist or whatever the name of it is. And, you know, teach them through an online course, through videos, how to be an excellent nail artist and build their own business the way you did it as well. So you see, anyone can literally have an online course. So like this, if you feel exhausted, you could decide to have this on the side. So yeah, it will take you some time to build that online course. But once you have it, it's done. You won't have to retouch it for a while. We review IBA every year, and every time there's new things that we believe needs to be updated. But otherwise, it's only once a year that we really, truly go for it all over again. So it doesn't require that much work in terms of building the course once it's there. Like, there's not that much to do afterwards. It's just a question of keep pushing your Instagram account, keep doing all these things, and you can have, you know, a bit of both, like income from doing the work and income from passive income. So that's why we love online courses, and people still get amazing results. And again, there's different ways to do an online course. It doesn't, if you like, oh yeah, but don't want to be just online courses. Okay, well, you can do online courses with calls, for example. And like this, you need to make sure that people actually implement the things and that they can ask all their questions and so on. Yes. So yeah.
I like one last thing I would still add that you kind of touched on as well was you talked about people get also results with online courses. And I think this is such a big misconception that we even personally had when getting started, because technically we had an online course from the beginning. And I was saying before, we were testing it still out, making sure that what we were creating was actually getting results and working. And we probably, I would say, even tested maybe longer than we had to, because at some point we were probably stopping ourselves and thinking that our limiting belief of like, we need to be with someone and help them do the work, hold them accountable, that's the only way to get success. Now, you know, looking back on this later, it's been a year and a half since we don't work with anyone on a one-to-one or group level anymore. It's all through IBA, which is an online academy, right? So it's passive income if you want. We've never had such big results. Like IBA, honestly, the people that we've seen thrive inside the program, we had one-on-one clients that never got even close to this level of success. So I also kind of want to put this misunderstanding out there as well. Like if you're thinking, "Ha, but I have to work with someone one-to-one for them to get results," that's probably a limiting belief that you have around this, because when it comes down to it, often people just really need the strategy and then a lot of self-accountability, because you cannot do everything for them to get results. And sometimes people that work on a one-to-one level also search a bit too much for that accountability in the other person and then don't take enough action themselves to get these huge results. So for us, it was quite a surprise to see how different the clients were for online courses as well as for, you know, the services that we used to provide, and how amazing, you know, some people took action with a course and actually got the most amazing results ever.
Yeah. So here you go. You have the main points when it comes to building a passive income business or building some passive income on the side. We do have a little promotion that's happening for Laura's birthday, so that's very exciting. So we have IBA, which is our Instant Business Academy, which focuses on how to build a service business with Instagram. So how to really grow following, you know, sign clients, sign your first clients, and really how to put an offer together, knowing what kind of content to push on Instagram and how to make this happen a little bit faster and with much more strategy. But we also have something else, which is called PIA, Passive Income Academy, which means how to turn your this service business that you would have built into an online course and how to sell it successfully on Instagram.
Yeah. So we're giving away 10 PIA courses for free to the first 10 people that buy IBA and pay in full. So if you're listening to this when we are literally saying that it's out, the podcast episodes, do hurry over to our IBA sales page. We'll link it also in the description under this podcast episode, because yeah, the first 10 people will have a little surprise and get a program that is normally sold at almost $2,000 just entirely for free. So yeah, that's pretty exclusive. And on top of that, PIA is not even available unless for our IBA students. So you even get access to a program that we only have available behind the scenes normally. So yeah, hope this was helpful to get like a bit of a sneak peek into the wonder world of passive income and all of that. So you also know that it's not always as complicated as you might think it is. We don't always need to reinvent the wheel, but passive income can be a great addition to any business. And yeah, share our experience a bit on that.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode.
If you're enjoying our podcast, please leave us a rating or simply tell a friend about the Elt Energy podcast. That would help us out massively.
We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.